her band. That was incredibly joyful. It was such a good time. We've got our KBCS Concert Club members in the air room next door listening live, and I can see them bopping along and moving to that music. Thanks so much for that. So I also wanted to just thank you for making the world a better place. You care about the environment, you care about people, and it really comes through in your music.
Thanks. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Everybody's doing their part,
right?
You know?
Well, and again, it's so interesting to me. Every time we play Holler every day, and it's just so interesting to me how people respond. That I really have the most interactions off of your album, so thank you for that, because you cause public discourse. You cause people to have thoughts, feelings, and so this next song we're going to do is Sure Feels Good Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the one I get the most response, and I've had incredible conversations with people. I think the time is now, this song, no better than it right now, this time, because people are like, wait, Amy's down south, all these things going on, and yet she's being so kind about her neighbors helping her out. How'd this come about?
I was born in the South, and I'm from like about five generations, and so I had a lot of pride, you know, but I have pride in the good things, and we have a lot of good people down there. Even people that you don't agree with can be good,
right,
and can do things to help you and step in when you need it. I moved up to a rural area about 25 years ago that I had gone to camp at when I was a kid, and I'd always wanted to live there. So I moved up there. It's in the foothills in the North Georgia Mountains. And I think just living up there, I had to really confront myself and not judging a book by its cover and not being an elitist and not being, you know, fetishizing people that are living in rural areas and all the things that, the traps that we fall into, you know. So I really became one with the community, regardless of how different often we feel from each other. I mean, it's not like everybody up there is just this cookie cutter version of like a right wing person or something.
Right.
There's, you know, musicians and artists and farmers and people that work at, you know, a company manufacturing portable toilets. I mean, it's like there's so many different kind of businesses, and there's a small university there that is the military college for Georgia. So there's an ROTC kind of military aspect of it, and a ranger training camp, and it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And you cannot walk in there and just assume a lot about people,
right.
And you have to be an ambassador too. I mean, I just felt like, you know, I'm white. I don't have that safety issue that a lot of people of color that are my friends have if they come up there and worry about, you know, their safety. So I mean, it's real, you know. But what I figured is I'll be there and I'll just try to be an ambassador for like this side of things, and maybe some people will start changing, and they do.
Yeah.
I mean, people change, you know. I mean, my parents changed.
I think that's why there's such an outpouring of conversation with our listeners about this particular song, of all of the tracks on Holler, which is just a great album. But I just love engaging like that,
mm-hmm.
and people just saying, wow, you know, she's got some issues down there, and yet she's just so kind to her neighbors, and just the pride comes through. So,
well, there's issues everywhere, though. You know, when you get up here, you got issues about racism to Native
right.
people, and also to people, Asian folks, different Asian cultures, and you know, racism towards them. And I think we are, you know, so it's not like the South has a monopoly on it, but we do have a particular deep-seated kind of evil thing in our past, and we need to work it out. But I think we also need to recognize that everywhere you go, people are struggling with that.
Right, and thank you for that, because I think you're really setting an example and giving people pause. I'm not just going to be harsh about this person or be angry or violent. I'm just going to be like, hey, let's see if I can set an example. So thanks for doing that.
Sure.
All right. So here's Amy Ray
live on
913 KBCS. Sure Feels Good Anyway, off her latest album, Holler. 913 KBCS.